I've been looking forward to join you for great singing and a great choir.
我很期待跟大家一同聚集在这里，一同来唱诗歌，跟诗班一起唱。
Good morning and happy Father's Day.
早安，父亲节快乐。
As we celebrate our fathers today, there may be mixed feelings when we remember our own fatherhood and remember our own fathers.
今天当我们在庆祝父亲节的时候，我们当中可能每个人的情感是满怀不一样的情感。
There is loving appreciation, joyful memories, and also painful sorrows.
当你在想念你父亲的时候，你可能有些人是有爱的感激，有些人是有喜乐的回忆，但是也许有些人会有痛苦的悲伤。
And if you are experiencing sorrow this year, may the Lord bring you comfort.
如果你今年正在经历悲伤，愿主带给你安慰。
I want to especially encourage the dads in our midst.
我特别要鼓励我们当中做父亲的。
To be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power.
愿你们靠主的大能刚强。
Dear brothers, you play such an important role, so don't lose heart when life gets tough.
亲爱的弟兄们，你们扮演一个很重要的角色，所以当你们觉得生活辛苦困难的时候，千万不要灰心。
Today I will share a message from the book of Hebrews that applies to all of us, both men and women, young and old, new seekers, as well as long-time believers.
今天我要分享一段来自希伯来书的信息，这段经文适用于我们所有的人，不论是男女老少，还是新的福音朋友，或者是老基督徒。
In our life, faith, and family, we usually start well, but we also need to finish well.
在我们的生活、信仰和家庭当中，我们通常开始都很美好，但是我们也需要能够好好的结束。
Many of us are good starters.
我们很多人一开始都会做得很好。
We can start a project with great enthusiasm.
我们开始一个项目的时候，可能满怀热情，好好的去做。
But after we face obstacles and struggles, we lose steam to finish.
当我们遇到障碍或者挣扎的时候，我们就失去了完成这个项目的动力。
We start a new diet and with better eating habits and daily workouts.
我们开始一个新的节食计划，想要养成更好的饮食习惯，然后也天天开始锻炼。
But when our results plateau, we lose focus and fail.
可是如果结果一直没有改变，停滞不前的时候，我们就失去我们的集中力，然后就放弃。
We start ambitious DIY remodeling, only to end up with a home full of half-finished projects.
我们可能一开始雄心勃勃的想要自己亲手 DIY 做家里的整修，结果却把家里弄得到处都是只有完成一半的工程。
We fall in love with Jesus and joyfully get baptized.
我们爱上了耶稣，满怀喜乐的受了洗。
But over time, we struggle to pray, to read the Bible, and make time for spiritual growth.
但随着时间的过去，我们开始渐渐发现说很难挪出时间来祷告、读经，促进自己的属灵的灵命成长。
Even our marriage and our family may have started well.
就连我们的婚姻跟家庭一样，一开始可能都很美好。
But now we fear it may not finish well.
但是我们现在却害怕说它的结束可能是不理想的。
From the beginning of the book of Hebrews, the believers were warned.
希伯来书一开头就警告基督徒说
Hebrews 2:1, we must pay the most careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away.
希伯来书第二章第一节说，所以我们当越发郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去。
Beware of complacency and pay careful attention to God.
所以我们要谨慎，免得自满，要专心仰望神。
Because it is so easy to drift away.
因为随流失去是很容易的。
Do not drift away.
千万不要被冲走。
Hebrews 3:12 tells us, "Take care, brothers, lest there be any of you an evil, unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the living God."
希伯来书三章十二节说，弟兄们，你们要谨慎。免得你们中间或有人存着不幸的恶心，把永生神离弃了。
Beware of dancing with evil lifestyle and worldly beliefs.
所以应当慎防邪恶的生活方式，还有世俗的信仰。
Because it is easy to fall away, do not fall away.
因为背弃神是很容易的事情，所以千万不要离弃神。
Hebrews 10:36 tells us you need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised.
希伯来书十章三十六节说，你们必须忍耐，使你们完成了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。
You need endurance.
你需要耐力。
It doesn't matter how well you started.
你开始如何其实并不重要。
It matters how well you end.
真正重要的是你如何收尾。
It doesn't matter that you once believed faithfully.
你当初可能一开始是一个很虔诚的基督徒，可是那其实现在已经不重要了。
It matters how you believe now and trust and obey God when you finish.
真正要紧的是你现在仍然持守你的信仰，而且在生命尽头的时候，你依然信靠遵守神。
Three simple exhortations to finish well in these three verses.
在今天的经文里面，我有三个简短的勉励跟大家一起分享。
The author says, run with perseverance.
作者说要存心忍耐地奔跑。
Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
他说存心忍耐奔那摆在前头的路程。
If you are a follower of Jesus, the Lord has a race awaiting you to complete.
如果你是跟随耶稣的人，神已经有一个赛程等待你来完成。
May we endure and end like the Apostle Paul. He fought the good fight.Finished the race, he kept the faith to receive the crown of righteousness.
所以愿我们能够坚持忍耐，就像使徒保罗一样，他打过美好的仗，跑进当跑的路，守进所信的道，而得着公义的冠冕。
Young, inexperienced runners need to learn that a race is not won by who starts the fastest.
年轻还没有经验的赛跑选手需要知道说，比赛的输赢不在乎谁起跑的最快。而是谁能够跑到终点线。
A race is only won by who can finish the, cross the finish line.
这个赛跑的结果是在于谁能够冲破那个终点线。
So when a group of kids start at the starting line and the teacher shouts, ready, set, go.
所以当一群小孩子在起跑线各自就位的时候，然后老师喊预备去。
You know,Everyone runs so fast.
那你就看到很多小朋友就用他们所有的力气开始冲。
That only works for the first 50 yards.
他们这样子跑，大概在一开始50码还很有用。
But every runner, when they progress to longer distances, 400, 800 meter races, they need a different strategy to finish well.
可是如果这赛程越拉越长，拉到400米、800米的话，他们就需要另外一种对策才能够完成这个赛跑。
Even the fastest little kids will run out of breath.
就连跑得最快的孩子也会跑到一个程度，跑到上气不接下气来。
And then they may quit before they finish.
甚至可能还没有到终点线的时候，他就放弃了。
The Greek word for race, agon, sounds like another English word. Yes, to agonize.
希腊文赛跑 agon 这个字跟英文 agonize 这个字很像。英文 agonize 的意思就是挣扎。
Paul uses agon in the context of conflicts and struggles.
使徒保罗在形容有关冲突或者斗争的时候，他就会用 agon 这个字。
So the race that we run requires effort.
所以我们在跑的这场赛程是需要努力的。
Because we depend on knowing that Christ saved us by faith through grace.We cannot earn our salvation nor win his favor. Sometimes we pull back on effort.
我们知道我们得着基督的救赎是因着信本乎恩，这个救赎不是我们赚来，这个恩典也不是我们赢来的。可是有时候我们还是会退缩。
Yet God is greatly pleased when we put effort into our race, that we run our race with struggle.
但是主非常喜悦我们在信心中仍然努力，在这个赛跑中有挣扎。
That just means in simple language that we have to get off our butt and get on our feet and run our Christian race with perseverance.
所以简单的说，就是我们要站起来，迈开我们的步伐，存心忍耐的在这场基督徒的赛跑中努力的奔跑。
The word for perseverance is hupomone.
存心忍耐这个字的原文是 hupomone.
It is rendered also as patient endurance.
它的意思就是有耐心的耐力。
The word does not indicate a passive patience to accept what is happening to us, but more an active determination to stick to it, to stay under, a hard place.
所以这个字的意思不是一种消极的忍耐，就静静的在那边等待一切所发生的事情。它是一种积极的决心，在一个困难的环境底下要持续的忍耐。
Hupo is literally under.
Hupo 这个字根的意思就是下面或底下。
And when the pressure mounts on top of you, instead of running away from it and escaping it, we endure under it and run stronger.
所以当压力在你身上 不断的增加，压迫你的时候，你不会逃跑，反而会在压力的底下忍耐，越跑越强。
No one can run your race.
没有别人不能代替你跑这场赛程。
It is marked out for you.
这是专属你的赛程。
I have to run my race, you have to run your race.
我必须跑我的赛程，你也有你的赛程要跑。
Some of you may have started your Christian race a long time ago.
有些人，你们基督徒的赛跑可能很久以前就开始了。
Some of you started 15 years ago.
有些人15年前就开始。
Some started 30 years ago.
甚至30年前就开始了。
And for me, I started my Christian race 45 years ago.
我的基督徒赛跑是45年前开始的。
Long ago, we started well, and our hearts were full of fire to serve the Lord.
很多年以前开始的时候，我们一开始都很美好，我们满怀热忱的就想要侍奉主。
We sang our praises very loud, and we jumped for joy.
我们大声的唱赞美的诗歌，又快乐的又唱又跳。
We loved the Word of God and studied the Bible with passion.
我们爱慕神的道，然后对查经充满热情。
We love to serve and we're willing to go on missions.
我们很喜爱侍奉，然后很愿意的去参加短宣的服事。
We did evangelism and we sacrificed everything to build the church.
我们就渴望福音被广传，所以我们愿意摆上所有，就为了建立这个教会。
I heard my generation and the generation before me and the generation after me all on fire. Here I am, Lord.
我就听见我自己的世代，还有我的下一代跟我的上一代，每个人都满心火热地说：“主，我在这里。”
And then life happened.
可是现实生活就发生了。
Work exhausted us.
我们开始因为工作而感觉到疲惫。
Raising a family consumed us.
养育家庭耗尽了我们所有的力气。
A brother or sister offended us.
可能有一位弟兄或姐妹得罪了我们。
And teaching this next generation overwhelmed us.
或者我们在面对教导下一代的压力下，觉得喘不过气来。
And we begin to think, let the younger generation do it.
我们开始就会有这个想法，就说让下一代来做吧。
Let them take our place. We are tired.
让年轻人来代替我们，我累了。
We want to relax and retire.
我只想要放松，想要退休。
We wish to sit and let someone else do it.
我只想要坐下来，让别人来做这事工。
But I must say, not at RCCC.
但我说还好，若哥教会不是这样子情况。
Many of our seniors and heroes are still serving very well.
我们中间许多伯父伯母，还有我们信心的长辈，仍然在服事。
But we all need to stay in this race.
可是这个应当是一个全员的赛跑。
All brothers and sisters need to support, empower, and mentor the next leaders.
所有的弟兄姐妹们必须支持下一代的教会领袖，我们必须给他们添加力量，指导他们。
In addition to the great heroes of faith in the Bible and throughout church history, we need to surround them as a cloud of witnesses.
圣经跟教会历史的这些伟人，确实是他们的装备，可是除此之外，我们每一个人也是一个见证人，就应当如同云彩般围绕着他们。
They need our blessing.
他们需要我们的祝福。
Our prayer, our partnership, and encouragement.
我们的祷告，我们的合作同工，跟我们的鼓励。
And since the Lord led me to RCCC in this season of life and at my age,
自从神带领我来若歌，在现今我生命的阶段跟年龄。
I am running as hard as ever.
我还是继续很努力的在奔跑。
And by His grace, pray that we keep running strong and finish well.
所以靠主的恩典，我祷告我们能够坚强的跑，好好完成我们的使命。
And I pray that my best work will be in years to come.
我也求告神，让我最好的事工是在未来的岁月里发生。
not in the past.
而不是已经在过去发生了。
I urge you to pray that for yourself so that Jesus would be exalted even more.
我也鼓励大家，当你在为你自己祷告的时候，也做相同的祈求，使耶稣的名能得着更得着尊崇。
And Hebrews 12 says, let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
希伯来书十二章说，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，存心忍耐。
We all need to finish well.
我们大家都需要好好地完成这个路程。
The second simple exhortation to finish well is this.
我第二个劝勉就是。
Number two, throw off hindrances and sins.
就是脱去重担跟罪。
Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles.
经文里说，当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
And when runners get on the track, they take off all unnecessary weights to run well.
当赛跑选手上跑道比赛的时候，他们会卸下所有不必要的重量。
A runner will take off their training pants and their hoodies.
他们会脱掉他们的训练裤，还有他们的套头衫。
They remove dangling jewelry and tie back their hair.
他们如果什么叮叮当的珠宝，他们就会把它拿下来，然后长头发的就会把头发绑起来。
Because it is said, if you wish to travel far and fast, travel light.
因为有句话说，你如果想要走得远又走得快，就应当轻装上阵。
The author describes two types of things to throw off.
经文的作者形容两种我们必须脱去的东西。
One is sin.
第一个就是罪。
Sins are more clearly understood.
罪可能就比较容易理解。
We know God's laws. We know the lines that should not be crossed.
我们知道神的律法，我们知道有哪些界限是我们不能越过的。
We know we are wrong when we do things we should not do, and when we neglect the things that we should do.
如果我们做不该做的事情，或不做该做的事情的话，我们知道我们犯错了。
But identifying the second type, a hindrance,is actually more difficult.
可是这第二种我们必须脱下的东西就是重担，可能就会比较难理解。
Because lots of weights are not necessarily sins.
因为很多重的东西，所谓的重担本身并不是罪。
But they may serve as a distraction.
可是他们会使我们分心。
They take away our focus now and may end up to be a sin later.
它使我们分散我们的注意力，使我们渐渐可能就会演变成罪。
Hindrances prevent us.From running effectively.
这些拖累会阻挡我们，使我们有不能有效率的赛跑。
They entangle us like loose-fitting clothing that stumbles us when we're running.
就像如果你在赛跑的时候穿松垮的服装，你可能会被这些服装绊倒。
You see, the things that prevent Christians from becoming great followers of Jesus is actually not bad things.
其实很多东西阻挡基督徒成为优秀跟随耶稣的人。并不是坏的罪。
But rather, it's good pursuits more often that hinder and distract us from the greater things.
反而是一些本来是好的追求成为了阻碍，使我们分心，以致我们不能做成更好的事工。
Some examples, time-consuming social media, endless hours on TikTok, YouTube, texting.
让我举一些例子，比如说你花很多时间在社交媒体上花好几个小时看抖音或油管，或者一直在发简讯。
Do these things cause you to struggle as you follow Jesus and to have godly thoughts?
如果花那么多时间在这些事情的话，你是否还有时间跟耶稣维持敬虔的思想，跟在你信徒的道路上感到挣扎呢？
Or excessive hours advancing career status, chasing pleasures and possessions.
你是否花很多时间在追求事业上的成就，或者在追求一些乐趣或者物品或财物？
Do these things affect your priorities, your sleep, and your family time?
他们是否影响了你的优先次序、你的睡眠、你与家人的时间？
Or pursuing hobbies, sports, popularity, or certain relationships, do these things hinder you from your time of worship and fellowship?
还是你在追求一些爱好、运动、声望，或者是一些人际关系的时候，你花在这些东西的时间上，使你没有办法去参加团契或者敬拜。
Even a poor self-esteem, an unresolved past, or emotional baggage. can become a hindering, a crippling hindrance.
即使是自卑感或者一些过去未解决的事情，有时候甚至是感情的包袱，都可能成为严重的阻碍。
See, these things may not be bad things, but they simply weigh us down.
这些事情并本身并不是坏的东西，但是它会拖累我们。
And may result in joyless, exhausted living as a student, as a father, and as an otherwise capable, happy person.
你或许是一个学生，一个父亲，或者或许是一个很能干、很快乐的事情。可是当你经历这些事情的时候，你可能会感到生活疲惫，没有喜乐。
We have people who are marked by an overachieving perfectionism in this room.
我们当中有很多人是活在完美主义的这个情感当中。
But we have to remember that God doesn't want us to do everything.
但其实神并不是要我们把所有的事情都往自己的身上扛。
We live in a world that do it all.
我们活在一个世界，就是什么事情都要去做。
And as moms and dads, we are frustrated trying to accomplish that. We are worn out.
所以父母们为了把什么事情都做得好，反而把自己搞得精疲力尽。
We have professionals and students who are burnt out.
上班人和学生也因为这样子的心情而感到精疲力竭。
God did not ask us to do everything.
神并没有要我们做每一件事情。
Just to do what we're supposed to do well and faithfully.
他只要求我们做我们该做的事情，而且好好的去做它，忠实的去做。
So the scripture says to lay them aside, throw them off, let it go.
所以经上说要放下他们，抛弃他们，就让他们去吧。
Now David Platt, Pastor David Platt uses a term called great imbalance.
我想引用大卫普拉特牧师所说过的一句话，这句话就是巨大的不平衡。
That I suggest to you may describe a hindrance of today's Christian church.
我想说这一句话其实是可以形容现今教会的一个障碍。
All the stuff that we do and how we spend our resources on ourselves in North American church may not be wrong in itself.
我们北美教会里面所做的一切事情，我们所花的资源，把这些资源花在我们自己身上，其实本身并不坏。
But it may distract us from accomplishing the Great Commission.
可是它很有可能分散了我们对完成大使命的注意力。
Most churches may invest millions of dollars on mega building projects.
许多教会可能会花数百万美元在大型的建筑。
And taking care of our own congregations.
关照自己教会里面的需要。
And doing good church inreach,
对教会内的喂养好好的做。
It far outweighs the pennies that we spend on global outreach and sending global workers to the billions of eternally lost.
可是花在这个的金钱上，远远超过我们应当花在对外传福音，还有差派宣教士到世界各地传给十多亿思想的人。
So wouldn't this be a great imbalance in light of God's priorities?
所以从神的优先角度来看，这岂不就是一个很巨大的不平衡吗？
If the Christian church at large fails to accomplish the Great Commission, will the Lord judge the church for this sin?
所以如果基督教会在整体上不能完成大使命，主会不会因为这个罪来审判我们？
Brothers and sisters, we must lay aside and throw off every hindrance and sin that may stumble us in our spiritual race.
弟兄姐妹们，我们必须放下丢弃所有会在我们属灵赛跑中成为我们缠累的罪恶。
Sin is not only dangerous, but can disqualify us from his race.
罪不单单是危险，它很有可能让我们失去这个参赛的资格。
Now, do you think that the strongest muscles in rock climbers are in their strong hand grip?
那我现在来想问问大家，你如果想一个攀岩选手，他最强的肌肉是在他手强大的握力里吗？
Is it all about hand grip, upper body strength, and forearm muscles to climb?
是他们的握力，他们上半身的体力，还是他们手臂的肌肉让他们往上爬呢？
I once thought so, but it is not.
我原本也是这么认为，可是其实并不是这样子。
The strongest muscles in a climber needs to develop is their calf muscle in their leg.
攀岩选手最需要最强的肌肉其实是他们小腿的肌肉。
Because they need to, constant footholds on rock to rock.
因为他们要必须在攀岩的当中在岩石中间找到立足点。
They push with their legs, not pull with their arms.
他们是用脚把自己推上去不是用手把自己拉上去。
To climb well, they must have a strong foothold.
所以要好好的攀岩这个岩石他们必须有好的立足点。
And that reminds me of Ephesians 4, 26 and 27.
所以这就让我想到了以弗所书第四章二十六到二十七节。
In your anger, do not let the sun go down while you are still angry and do not give the devil a foothold.
这里说生气却不要犯罪不可含怒到日落也不可给魔鬼留地步。
It's all about the foothold.
所以这一切其实就在那个立足点就是在那个地步。
To finish well, we need to be careful what our life is standing on.
所以你要好好完成这场生命的赛跑，你就很需要谨慎你生命的立足点是什么。
So it warns us, do not put a foothold on sin.
所以不要把立足点建立在罪的上面。
Because sin allows the devil to take a grip onto our lives.
所以会留给魔鬼地步进入我们的生活，抓住我们。
And we become weak.And it destroys us.
使我们变得软弱，而且我们就会被击败。
So put aside sins and hindrances.
所以将你的罪脱去，将你的重担卸下。
The third and final exhortation to finish well.
第三点是有关于好好完成使命的劝勉。
Number three, fix our eyes on Jesus.
就是要定睛仰望耶稣。
When we look to Jesus, simultaneously we look away from everything else.
当我们仰望耶稣的时候，我们同时就转眼看不见任何其他的事物。
One translation says, "Keep your eyes on Jesus."
有另一个翻译就是说，定睛在耶稣的身上。
It is an undivided love for Jesus, a singular focus, a complete devotion.
这是一个不分心的爱。耶稣是我们单单唯一的注视焦点，是一个完全的挚爱。
Is Jesus sitting on the throne of our lives?
耶稣是否正坐在我们生命中的宝座上呢？
Jesus is not only the author of our faith, he is the finisher of it too.
耶稣不只是我们信心的创始者，他也是完成者。
Philippians 1:16, he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion in the day of Jesus Christ.
腓立比书第一章第六节说，我深信站在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
So remember on your race, Jesus is at the starting line, at the finish line, and through the entire race.
所以你要记得，当你在这个在跑这个赛程的时候，耶稣在起跑点就与我们同在，在整个过程当中，甚至到终点线，他都一直与我们同在。
There are two exciting things happening this summer.
今年夏天有两个令人的兴奋的事情即将发生。
In addition to our own ministry events of VBS and volleyball.
当然我们教会里面也有 VBS 暑期圣经学校跟排球的比赛。
So beginning July 26th to August 11th for 2 weeks,The 2024 Paris Olympic Games will bring the world's most elite athletes together to compete.
所以从7月26到8月11号两个礼拜的中间2024年的巴黎奥运会将聚集世界上顶尖的选手他们要一同进行比赛。
This is the best of the world.
他们是世界上最好的选手。
Each athlete will have their eyes fixed on that finish line, that gold medal to win that prize.
每个选手都把他们的目光放在那个终点线上面，为了就是要争夺那个金牌。
And they will be surrounded by cheers from the great global community.
而全世界热烈的欢呼就会把他们包围。
And may the races and the Olympic Games remind us of God's word to finish well.
所以当你在看这些比赛，在看奥运的时候，愿你同时也能够被神的话语提醒，就是要好好完成自己的赛程。
The second exciting thing is our short-term mission teams.
第二件令人兴奋的事情就是我们的短宣队。
That we will send out today. To the nations to share the gospel.
我们今天将差派他们到不同的国家传福音。
Our church is commissioning these brothers and sisters today.
今天我们教会将差派他们。
Despite the physical hardships, the spiritual battles, and the sinners' oppositions that we may encounter on the fields,
他们在宣教工厂上可能会遇到身体上的不适，属灵的征战，甚至会遇到罪人的反对。
Let's pray for our short-term and long-term missionaries would fix their eyes on Jesus and endure the cross.
让我们为我们的短宣队还有长期在外的宣教士祷告，求神让他们能够定睛仰望那位已经在十字架上为我们受苦的耶稣。
Because Jesus has won the victory already, that we may not grow weary and lose heart.
因为耶稣已经得胜，所以我们我们不需要疲倦，也不需要灰心。
Whenever my teams, my STMs, face the worst spiritual attacks on the field, we are somewhat fearless.
当我的短宣团队在外面面临严重的属灵征战或属灵攻击的时候，我们并不害怕。
Because we know that we have hundreds of prayer supporters and warriors back home lifting up our needs to the Lord to rescue us and empower us.
因为我们知道我们在家有数百位祷告勇士正在为我们祷告，将我们一切所需要的都交托给神，求神赐给我们力量，给我们拯救。
So finish well, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们，让我们好好完成我们的使命。
We do not run alone.
我们不是一个人孤单的在赛跑。
We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses.
有许多的见证人正如同云彩围绕着我们。
Of Christian examples that have faithfully followed Jesus, who have gone before us and run beside us.
这些忠实跟随耶稣的基督徒榜样，已经走在我们之前，而且现在正与我们一同赛跑。
Especially Jesus has endured the cross and sits at the throne of God.
特别是耶稣，他已经忍受了十字架的苦难，得胜，现在也坐在神宝座的右边。
Shall we bow to pray?
让我们一起来祷告。
Our Father in heaven,
亲爱的天父,
may you grant us the power and blessing to run with perseverance.
愿你赐我们力量祝福, 让我们能够存心忍耐地奔跑。
Help us to throw off all hindrances and sins.
帮助我们卸下所有的重担, 脱去所有的罪。
And please help us to keep our eyes on Jesus.
我们恳求你让我们能够定睛仰望耶稣。
So that we may finish well.
使我们能够好好完成我们的赛程。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.